I really love music and I want other kids to have that feeling. But the truth is, some places in the world don't have musical education programs in schools.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters. Franklin Public Radio, available anywhere, anytime, on the internet, in your browser, and in the Franklin, Mass. Area radio dial, 102.9. Yeah, the dial, you know, the thing, the dial, maybe a push buttons, 102.9. Here today in the glorious studio, we have a special guest, Josh Shearer. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Thank you for coming in. I think you've got a few bits of a story around your capstone project that we'll get into. So tell a little bit. You're a student. Where?
I'm an eighth grade student at BFCCPS, Benjamin Franklin Classical Charter Public School. And as a two-year project, starting in seventh grade and ending in eighth grade, everyone chooses a cause in their community to learn more about, and they can raise money or raise awareness, just anything to help support a cause in the community.
So, Capstone Project, 2 years, you're in your eighth grade, but you started this in your seventh grade, and what made you pick this particular topic?
The reason I chose this topic was because I really love music and I want other kids to have that feeling, but the truth is, some places in the world don't have musical education programs in schools, or some kids don't have enough money to buy instruments.
Mm.
So I chose this organization, Music Will, because it was just the one that spoke the most to me.
And it addresses both the music education and fundraising, et cetera, so that they can provide some assistance?
Yeah. Music Will is the largest nonprofit for music education. It has partnered with people like Kristen Chenoweth, Blake Shelton, Pharrell Williams, Dolly Parton, Green Day, and companies like Mattel, Lego, Zildjian, which is a cymbal company, and Sweetwater, one of the largest musical instrument suppliers.
Okay, sure. That sounds like they've got a healthy network to work with. Some backers, other advocates, and now you raising money in your way. And how are you doing that?
I started a peer-to-peer donation site that brought in $635. I performed locally twice at a vendor market at the Big Apple in Wrentham.
Okay, I know where that is, yeah.
Yeah, and me and my mom sold bracelets and keychains that we made, and both of those together brought in $1,496, and total is over $2,100.
Wow! $2,100, that's a lot of money. In how long? Like a few months, or since the seventh grade?
I think I started the fundraiser in September, I think.
So only 2 months?
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe late August. I don't remember.
But that's pretty good progress.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you definitely like music.
Yeah, I have been playing guitar for 4 years. A lot of people in my family are musicians. My dad plays guitar. My brother plays drums. My mom sings in the shower.
You know, there's musical talents across the world. Absolutely. So have you decided to if you're going to do a family band, or are you just going to find your own group to do your own kind of band?
I have been in a band. We sadly broke up.
Yeah, that happens.
But
you know,
me and the bass player, we're still all friends.
Band breakups happen all the time, even with some major names. You know, even Crosby, Stills, and Nash, which is from my day, Crosby came out of another band that kicked him out. Stephen Stills came out of another band to join with Crosby, and Nash came out of another band because here you hear those two guys. So
that is the definition of a supergroup.
You know, they became a supergroup after they really got together and did as well as they did. Prior to that, they were just three guys. But yeah, and that happens all the time. Play guitar, and then what kinds of guitar music do you like? The rock and roll, the classical? I mean, there's a range of guitar music.
Some of my biggest influences are Angus Young, Adrian Smith of Iron Maiden, actually all three guitarists of Iron Maiden, James Hetfield, Kirk Hammett of Metallica, / Randy Rhoads is a big one.
Okay.
Those are some of my biggest influences mm-hmm. as a musician.
Sure. Yeah. And you're still, do you take lessons as well, or do you just do your all your own practicing?
I still do take lessons at Ivy Music Academy in Norfolk.
That sounds good. You need to do what you need to do, and especially at your age, you're still developing, you're still learning, and lessons will help you, and then you can then go and watch others, like you've already listed a whole bunch of people that are your mentors. You want to can go play like them. So yeah, that's all part of the process. You've raised already the 2,000 in a couple of months. The group that you're raising it for, what do they do with the money? Do they help teachers? Do they help the students? Provide the instruments? Or all of the above?
All of the above. Music provides professional development for teachers, curriculums for school, and instruments for students. They have reached almost 2 million students with a goal of 11 million by 2030.
Oh, okay. So they have an aggressive goal, and they're still making progress towards that goal, and you're helping them make progress. So that's a good story. So if somebody listening to this wants to say, hey, Josh told me a story about raising some money, how do I help Josh? Do you have like a website or a GoFundMe page, or how do people contribute?
Yeah, you can go to musicwill.org.
We can always include the link in the show notes.
I have a page on Music Will's website where you can donate and learn about what Music Will does.
That sounds good. And then hopefully you'll be able to increase your donation through that. And, you know, who knows where it's going to go from there. Now, your eighth grader, do you have you're probably still figuring out where you're going to go for ninth grade, high school, etc.?
I'm looking at all the options. I'm still deciding.
That's a perfectly good answer. Is there something else that we haven't talked about? Your fundraising or a capstone that the other listeners should be aware of?
I don't think so.
No? That's okay. That's good. So let's rephrase. So Josh is raising money for Music World, for musicians, students to be better musicians, teachers to be better teachers, students to have instruments. You can help. The link will be in the show notes. And Josh will certainly appreciate any assistance you can provide. That sounds good?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Music Will just emailed me and said they were inspired by what I was doing and invited me to speak and play a song at a benefit at MFS in Boston at the Prudential Center. And I had to think about what I was going to say, and I had to write a speech, and it just made me think about how happy I was to give other kids this chance to learn about playing music and just giving other kids the joy that I have felt playing an instrument.
Statement. So, listeners, I hope you've been listening. Josh has his story, and you can help him. And again, the link is going to be in the show notes. But if you have any interest in music and helping other students share in Josh's interest and passion for music, please contribute.
Thank you.
And to the listeners, we thank you for listening. Josh, thank you for coming in and telling your story today. I appreciate it because it's a story that needs to get told.
I am honored to come in. Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. We do this on a regular basis, and we also do this as a quick reminder because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.